Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tani. The 72nd plenary of the Northeastern Council NEC to be chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be held today in Agartala. The plenary will be attended by Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Minister of State for Donor, Dr. Sukanta Majumdar, governors, chief ministers and top officials from several ministries including Donor and also from the 8 Northeastern states. Our Agartala correspondent reports that intensive security is put in place in Agartala because of the VVIP movement in the city. A report.
The all-crucial NEC plenary that lays emphasis on the accelerated growth of the region will be held today at Pragya Bhavan in Agartala. In addition to presiding over the plenary, Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the bankers' conclave, which will see participation of government undertaking and private banks and a meeting of Northeast Space Applications Center, NESAC. As a prelude to the main plenary, a thematic and technical session chaired by the Minister of State for Development of Northeastern Region, Dr. Sukanta Majumdar, was held last evening. Kunal Shinde, Akashvani News, Agartala.
President Draupadi Murmu said the country is giving high priority to the emerging technologies in Indian defence systems for enhancing the efficiency and global competitiveness. The president made these remarks while awarding President's Colours to the College of Defence Management, CDM, Secunderabad, yesterday. The president emphasised the need to be adaptive towards absorption of emerging and disruptive technologies and lauded the role that CDM is playing in preparing the future strategic leadership towards imbibing the same. She also urged the defence forces to contribute towards the self-reliance and Atmanirbharta initiative. The president also released the special day cover and a commemorative medallion on the occasion. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved minimum support price for copra for 2025 season. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the NDA government has taken a series of decisions for the welfare of farmers. He said this reflects the NDA government's commitment towards improving the lives of farmers. MSP for fair average quality of milling copra has been fixed at 11,582 rupees per quintal and for boll copra at 12,100 rupees per quintal. The financial implications for this decision would be 855 crore rupees. NAFED and NCCF will be the central nodal agencies for copra. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the state governments will have a big role in it, so this procurement will be done with the cooperation of the state government corporations.
माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने और एनडीए की सरकार ने किसानों के लिए आज एक बहुत बड़ा फैसला लिया जो कोपरा विशेषकर जो साउथ में चारों स्टेट्स में पांचों स्टेट्स में होता है उसके लिए 2025 की प्राइस पॉलिसी हैज बीन अप्रूव्ड टुडे अ सीरीज ऑफ डिसीजंस हैव बीन टेकन फॉर वेलफेयर ऑफ फार्मर्स इट रिफ्लेक्ट्स आवर कमिटमेंट टुवर्ड्स इंप्रूविंग द लाइव्स ऑफ आवर फार्मर्स मेकिंग अ सस्टेनेबल चेंज इन देयर लाइवलीहुड एंड इनकम.
The inauguration and dedication of the newly upgraded office building of Wokhat Town Council, WTC, was held yesterday. Addressing the event as special guest, Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of Home and Border Affairs, Y. Patton, urged the elected councillors and government nominees to prioritise the welfare and development of the town and the district. He encouraged them to adopt the Nagaland Municipal Act 2022 as a guiding framework for ensuring effective governance and service delivery. Mr. Patton urged the members of WTC to remain united and work collectively in implementing development programs, ensuring the inclusion of all members and thereby setting a positive example for other municipal councils in the state. Advisor to the Chief Minister, Dr. Chimben Muri, advised the members to focus on making Wokhat Town a smart town by judiciously adopting and implementing available funds and programs. In line with the directive from the Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pension, Government of India, a workshop marking the Good Governance Week was held at the DC's Conference Hall in Peck yesterday. The event was organized to promote transparency, public participation and the effective delivery of government services. Deputy Commissioner of Peck, John Sulise Sangtam, addressed the gathering. During the workshop, presentation on Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme, activities of Nectar projects and mechanisms of grievance redressal were highlighted by officials from respective departments. It was informed that public could approach the Deputy Commissioner's office 4 days a week for 3 hours each day to report grievances or seek assistance. However, Wednesdays and Saturdays are restricted days for grievance meetings. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Have a nice day.